This is the VOA Learning English Education Report. More than 500,000 South Korean students in their final year of high school recently took the university entrance examination. Many people consider success on this test the first step toward a good life. But South Korean students say they feel stressed from the pressure. 17-year-old student Lee Ji-woo is not ready yet to take the test, but he has a strong opinion about it. He says, "This test can determine the rest of your life." South Korean high school students spend years studying for the university entrance examination. People say good scores guarantee entrance to a top university and the possibility of a high-paying job. Some say good test results even improve chances for a good marriage in the future. The test is multiple choice, meaning that the student may choose among several possible answers to a question. Some observers say this system does not help the students learn to think for themselves. They also say South Korea is not the only country to use these tests. Jasper Kim is a professor at Seoul's Ewha Women's University.
I think you'll see similar things in China and to a lesser degree in Japan. It became the end-all be-all, the standardized tests, what you got on it. So what that created was a system of teaching to the test. So everyone was geared in terms of getting to the right answer and not knowing why that is the right answer.
Vietnam also is known for its university entrance examination. Professor Kim says this system of learning by memorization produces a lot of stressed students. A recent government study found that South Korean children are the least happy compared to children in 29 other developed countries. Many South Koreans blame educational pressure for this unhappiness. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has promised to reform her country's educational system. She urges the system to increase creative thinking and reduce student tension. But Jasper Kim does not feel sure that reforms by the top government alone will solve the problem.
The bureaucrats, they can say whatever they want, but really it starts at home.
Still, getting South Korean parents to ease the pressure on their children might not be so easy. Shin Jung-young says she would like not to put so much pressure on her daughter. But she says there is a lot of competition, so it is impossible for parents not to do so. For now, all Ms. Shin and other parents can do is hope that the pressure brings good results. And that's the VOA Learning English Education Report for today. I'm Jerry Watson.